my dreams. Take me down to the cypress swamp. Sit me down at the bottom of the stump and let me dream my dreams.
Ode to the Lonesome from the album Dirty South Blues by singer-songwriter Robert Connolly Farr and produced by Leroy Stagger. Originally from Mississippi and now based in Vancouver, Robert's been mentored by blues icon Jimmy Duck Holmes since meeting him in 2017. I spoke with Robert over Skype. Robert, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me. It's good to talk to you.
Tell me a little about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
You know, it's funny. I've been talking to my mom about that a good bit lately, and not in our immediate family. And I know there was a piano player a few generations back, but that's about it. I started playing guitar when I was around 18 or 19, and after I heard the Nirvana Nevermind album, I just cornered. I put myself in my bedroom, and I sat. I think I was there for most of my teenage years.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
Well, it's got to be Neil Young. I mean, you know, when I started playing guitar, I had to audit a class at a college that I was in, and I just needed the hours, and so I took this classical guitar class, and I got my guitar and all my classical notes and everything, and I was trying to learn to play with my fingers, and I was getting really frustrated, and so I stopped by this old record shop in Raymond, Mississippi, which is where the fellow that wrote When the Levee Breaks is from, by the way. I stopped at this little record store, and I asked this woman, I said, and it's in the shape of an old train caboose. Well, that's actually what the record store is. And I said, what do you suggest I get? She said, you got to try the Neil Young Decade album. And I was like, all right, lay it on me. And so she gave me this double cassette, And a week later, I bought the tabs, and I never looked back. I learned every song I could on that album. And it's special to me.
It's an amazing album.
Oh, Neil Young, it's funny because I wasn't even into Skynyrd as much around that time. And I ended up being into Neil Young, hard and heavy before I got into Skynyrd hard and heavy. And I think that's one of the reasons why I love Drive By Truckers so much, is because they always like to tell, you always hear the story, the kind of the surface story about Neil Young and Ronnie Van Zant, and they didn't like each other, but they actually really did like each other. And they liked each other because they actually challenged each other to, either push the box in a more conservative way, or maybe it was, the Lynyrd Skynyrd telling Neil Young, hey, we're fine where we are. But then they'd get together and they'd joke about, the importance of what they were doing and the messages that they were carrying.
You were also mentored by a Mississippi blues legend. Tell me about that.
Jimmy Duck Holmes, he's the man. he's been around ever since I've been around, and I've, people told me about him when I was a kid, and I never stopped by his place, even though it was just within a stone's throw of my house. And I stopped by to see him a couple of years ago when I went home to see my dad, who was sick from leukemia. And my dad was like, let's take a ride up to Clarksdale, and do Father Sunday. And so we rode up to Clarksdale, and we had some ribs and some catfish. And when we finished there, I suggested taking 49 South back through Bentonia so I could show him this old juke joint that I had found in Bentonia that I like to take pictures of. So I suggested we take 49 South back down through Bentonia, Mississippi, so I could show him this juke joint that I've been taking pictures of since I was a kid, just kind of, it's a beautiful old blue building beside a cotton gin in this town. And if you blink, you miss it. I mean, it's in the middle of nowhere. And so the door was open to this juke joint this particular day that we stopped by there. And, I told my dad, I got to pop my head in here. And, I stuck my head in, and Jimmy was behind the counter. And I never met him, but he told me to come on in, take a look around. There were guitars hanging everywhere, old juke joint, tables, signs, posters everywhere. And I said, do you play music? He said, yeah. And I said, can you play me a song? And he said, for sure. And he sat down and he started playing Devil Got My Woman. And it was the most haunting song that. I mean, it just floored me. And my dad felt it, too, when he started to play. My dad, it was just me and my dad in this old juke joint when he started playing the song. And later that night, my dad looked at me and he said, something happened when he played that song. And I was like, yeah, that was special. And I went back the next day, and Jimmy gave me some guitar lessons. And then I went back the following day for some more guitar lessons. And I ended up going back that year to Mississippi four times. To see Jimmy and to get just to sit with him, and not just the guitar playing, but just to listen to him talk about the history of Bentonia, who had been coming through the juke joint. I mean, he's been running that place in Bentonia since his mama and daddy gave it to him in the late 70s. And then they ran it from well before then. And it used to be, that juke joint used to run 24 hours a day because the cotton gin ran 24 hours a day. And so they had a lot of people that came to that juke joint. It wasn't just to drink, but it was to get a plate of food and a glass of tea. And, I didn't know this until last year, but there's a Coca-Cola sign on the front of the Blue Front Cafe. And I thought, well, maybe Jimmy's getting some money or something, maybe he's doing a little advertising on the sly. And so I asked a fellow about it, and he said, no, that sign, that Coca-Cola sign, has been hanging on the Blue Front Cafe since before it was legally okay for an African-American establishment to sell a Coca-Cola copyrighted product. Before a certain time, and if when they could only sell off-brand cola beverages.
You're kidding.
An African-American establishment. Yeah. And so they, the Blue Front Cafe, Jimmy's mama and daddy, they put up that Coca-Cola sign because they were going to sell Coca-Cola. And they did before it was okay for them to do so. And nobody ever messed with them. And so there's a lot of, you know, you start to look around and every time I go home, I learn something new. And that's what's been so incredibly special about Jimmy teaching me, is because he's not just teaching me music. He's showing me things about my home that I haven't seen before. He's offering me a different perspective, a perspective that comes from, you know, an elderly African-American man that grew up and fought his way, you know, growing up in the South when he did, which was a lot different from the South that I grew up in. And he's a you know, he never misses an opportunity to sit down with me. I mean, he, lovely man that way. He will always take a minute to teach whoever comes through his junior.